What was he saying? I asked Prudence. Didn't he say he was a real-life Obi-Wan Kenobi? That's exactly the words he used, said Prudence. A real-life Obi-Wan Kenobi. Working for the U.S. military. Working for the U.S. military, said Prudence. And until that moment, nobody even knew that these people existed, I asked. Yeah, said Prudence. Until that time, they had been kept completely secret. He was talking about how he used just his mind to access anything in the whole universe, and how the military used him and other psychic spies like him to avert wars and discover secret things about other countries. He said they were called remote viewers. Yeah. According to his story, he was part of a secret team of psychic spies, and he was one of the leaders of the unit. And he just didn't look like what you'd expect. He didn't look like he had super-secret powers. What did he look like? Prudence laughed. He was short and scrawny, and he had this crazy hairdo from the 70s and a mustache. And he didn't even look like a military guy, let alone a psychic spy. He just looked like a weird person, a person you'd see on the street. The man on the TV said he had top-level clearance. He said he knew the exact location of Saddam Hussein and the Lost Ark of the Covenant. Prudence was transfixed. As she watched the TV, her long-forgotten childhood passions came back to her. The Ouija board, Doctor Who, the science projects she used to do at school. I remembered why I was so excited about science fiction and reading all those stories about psychics and aliens, she said. Prudence determined in that moment that this was what she wanted to do with her life. She wanted to be like the man on the TV, to know the things he knew, to see the things he could see. His name was Major Ed Dames. General Albert Stubblebine had been happy to discuss with me his inability to pass through walls and levitate, and his apparent failure to interest special forces in his animal heart-bursting initiative. He recounted those incidents to me in a jolly way, even though they can't have been good memories for him. The only time during our meetings that an anguished look crossed his face was when the conversation turned to the subject of his prodigy, Major Ed Dames. "It bothered me so badly that he talked," he said. There he was, yap, 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 yap. The general paused. Yap, 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 he said sadly. If anybody should have had a gag put in his mouth, it was Ed Dames. He clearly was out talking when he should have been listening. Very upsetting, incidentally. Why? He'd taken the same oath I took. I swear I will not divulge. But he ran over everyone to talk. He puffed up his chest. I was one of them. He wanted to be king.